For those who wrapped them into the rhythm of their day, it's almost too much to bear. In successive months, losing twin tentpoles, CBS Late Show host David Letterman and WXPN Morning Show host Michaela Majune. And before her mellifluous tones trail off at the end of this month, I'm happy and thrilled to have Michaela join me with a look back and ahead. Michaela, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Dave Heller, it's so great to see you and be here.
And let's note that your tenure with XPN exceeds Dave's at CBS.
Right. And I made more money than he did.
And he always resents you for it. Well, before that Dave started at CBS, this Dave was preparing your coffee at the studios of 3905 Spruce Street.
I remember you being my first volunteer, Dave.
I do, too. And you are in large measure why I am at this end of the microphone. And you're right across from me now. And I thank you now and always for that. So it's great to see you again. I've learned that this new transition is bittersweet. So why don't we start with the sweet? And number one, I presume, is the opportunity to change your sleep schedule.
Oh, my goodness. I was an insomniac before I started in morning radio, but I think maybe that's over. I'm sure I could sleep later than four. It's been, you know, people are so surprised. Why are you leaving 25 years of this schedule? I mean, when people sub for me after a week, they're dog meat. So, you know, it's just time.
Now, you are going to pursue a new and actually old passion, that being screenwriting.
Yes. I had studied with a great screenwriting teacher in Los Angeles, Sid Field, and I actually had an agent with a writing partner. My partner was independently wealthy, but I really wanted to do something other than what I was working at to support myself. So when I was offered the job in Philadelphia, I thought, I'll go there for a year, get established in a major market on radio, go back to L.A. and work on radio in the morning and write in the afternoon.
And then 25 years got in the way.
Right. I forgot to go back, and I never have been able to do both. I'm not going back now either. I'm staying in Philadelphia. It has really grown on me, and I love it here.
What parts of it have grown on you, just as Philadelphia itself has grown in the past 25 years?
That's a big part of it, because when I moved here, it was not the Philadelphia we have now. I mean, the city was bankrupt. Nobody went downtown at night. The restaurant and the cultural scene was always wonderful. But the local music scene was very different. So much has evolved.
Let's turn to what you might envision missing in terms of the connections you made with countless thousands of listeners throughout the Philadelphia region and beyond.
That's it. I'm going to miss all that. I'm going to miss being able to be on the radio, present music, talk to artists, talk about things going on in the community, and really give a voice to a lot of people who don't have a voice through my voice. And that is such a treasure. As you know, Dave, it's a real honor and privilege. And I'm going to miss that a lot.
When I started with you, I remember vinyl, I remember CDs, and boy, has that world changed. I'm wondering, has the screenwriting business evolved too since you were last doing it?
Boy, that's a good question. There is now software so that you don't have to do your own margins. And you can submit a script electronically. I just entered a competition, and so you submitted a PDF rather than having to print out a long script and mail it and all that. So that's huge.
XPN is renowned for introducing its listeners to new music, and it still provides that valuable service. But is it diluted to the extent that there are other ways to find out about music and artists?
I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. I think people always want a local voice. There are a lot of music services online, but there's no person there, and there's no local person there telling you about what's going on in your community, who the artists are here, when they're going to be playing in clubs, and what else is going on. So I still think that's an important function.
A personality, a lovely voice, a trusted name. Thank you so much for your time in this capacity, and we wish you all the best in screenwriting ahead.
Dave, thank you so much for having me on, and I'll be listening. I'm your listener.